Recording. Case of Yom Kippur that falls out on Shabbos generates a host of different interesting shilas. Since we find such a scenario this year, I thought perhaps we'd spend a few moments talking about a few of these halachas. Perhaps the most famous question that relates to Yom Kippur Shechalios B'Shabbos is the issue of Kiddush. A chola who has to eat on such a Yom Kippur, does he make Kiddush or not? The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim in Source 1, Simon Tafrei Shir Chesif Yud writes, Chol HaShachal B'Yom HaKippurim B'Nis Yashiv Daito B'Inyin Shiyochol L'Varech A Chola who eats on Yom Kippur and he's able to bench Tzorach L'Hazgur Shol Yom HaKippurim B'Birchas HaMazon. He has to mention Yom Kippur in the Birchas HaMazon. The Magen Avraham, commenting on the Shulchan Aruch in Source 2, quotes those who say that he even has to have Lechem Mishnah, just like on Shabbos, he needs Lechem Mishnah. Would have to have Lechem Mishnah on Yom Kippur. But the Magen Avraham disagrees. He says, V'liner she'eino tzarech, lo tiknu ken b'yom HaKippurim. He says, you do have to mention Yom Kippur in the Birchas HaMazon, but you don't need Lechem Mishnah, because Chazal would not mesaken Lechem Mishnah for Yom Kippur. V'gam eino tzarech l'kaddish. And here's the Magen Avraham, I also don't think that the Chola has to say Kiddush. Again, he has to mention Yom Kippur in the Birchas HaMazon, but he doesn't have to make Kiddush. It's the Magen Avraham b'Shibolei Aleka Kosa b'Shem Rebbe Avigdor Kohen Tzedek. Rebbe Avigdor Kohen Tzedek has a different shita that argues with the Shulchan Aruch entirely. He says, Kevin Shayom Gorem Lo Isser Rak Shepikuach Nefesh Gorem Lo Heter. Since Yom Kippur is also b'Achila, but there's a special heter of Pikuach Nefesh for the Chola. Chol is a Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana, so he's allowed to eat, but it's only a special heter. Therefore, ain bo lo kiddush v'lo alakos v'lo hazkara b'virchas hamazon. He doesn't recite kiddush, and he doesn't have to mention anything. He doesn't have to say Yom Kippur in birchas hamazon. Afilu rotzel lahazkir in a mazkir. Even if he wants to mention Kippur, he doesn't. Lo ashkechan hazkara b'virchas hamazon el b'mokom sheyesh mitzvah b'achilasa. The Rebbe Avigdor Kohen Tzedek holds that hazkara in birchas hamazon is only relevant if there's a mitzvah to eat. Yom Kippur is a day that's normally so the chol is permitted to eat, but that's only a heter b'makom pikuach nefesh. No one would say there's a mitzvah sachila. Since there's no mitzvah sachila, you don't have to mention the day in Birchas HaMazon. So this is a very interesting machlokas. The Rebbe Avigdor Kohen Tzedek assumes that Yom Kippur doesn't have to be mentioned in Birchas HaMazon at all, and the Shulchan Aruch disagrees. But the Magen Avraham says either way, even if we paskin like the Shulchan Aruch, but there's no chiv of kiddush. He doesn't have to make kiddush. You shouldn't be mekel against the Shulchan Aruch. He should mention Yom Kippur in the Birchas HaMazon, but Akoponim ain't Tzarech L'Kaddish. He doesn't have to say Kiddush. That's the Magen Avraham's Shita. Comes Reb Kiva Eger in his comments on the Magen Avraham, and he adds the following. This is in Source 3. V'gam ain't Tzarech L'Kaddish, efshe dezeh rak b'yom HaKippurim da'alma. Kiva Eger says, maybe you don't have to make Kiddush on a regular Yom Kippur. Kevin the Kiddush Yom Tov D'Rabbanan, lo tiknu klal kiddush b'yom HaKippurim. Since kiddush on Yom Tov is only the Rabbana, that's an assumption. That's what he says. And kiddush is only the Rabbana. Chazal v'nat mesaken kiddush b'yom Kippur. Avurim shechtachiyav alav mitzvah kaddish, but on Yom Kippur shechalios b'Shabbos, since there's a mitzvah deraisa to say kiddush mitzad Shabbos, u'lasovim ben kiddush el b'makom suda hu the Rabbana. And there's another halacha that in kiddush el b'makom suda, that's a din the Rabbana, that a person is supposed to recite kiddush on Shabbos in conjunction with the Suda. The Takonas Chazal hoisted b'chol Shabbos, the year Kiddush Makam Suda. Kivege says that Mistama Chazal v'Mesaken on every Shabbos that there should be Kiddush Makam Suda. Memela gam Shabbos zebichlal, so Yom Kippur Shechalios b'Shabbos is also a Shabbos, it's no different. V'zeh ha'chol echal olav ha'chiv the Shabbos. So therefore, this chol has a chiv to make Kiddush mitzad Shabbos. Yom Kippur Shechalios b'Shabbos is a special case. Kiveg says that if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, you really have shtei kedushos. There are two different elements to this day. There's a din of Yom Kippur and there's a din of Shabbos. Even if mitzad Yom Kippur there's no chiyuv to say Kiddush, mitzad Shabbos there is a chiyuv to say Kiddush. There is a chiyuv to say Kiddush. So there, the cholah would have to recite Kiddush. The Magen Avraham assumes that there's no mitzvah to say Kiddush. He's talking about a Yom Kippur ba'alma. Yom Kippur ba'alma and Kiddush el b'makom suda. Yom Kippur is not a day that's roy l'suda. So there we can understand why there's no chiyuv of Kiddush. Kivega says, if Yom Kippur is Chalios b'Shabbos, then there are two Kedushos here. There are two different elements to the day. Mitzad Yom Kippur, I could understand why there's no chiyuv to say Kiddush. But Mitzad Shabbos, l'chara, he should be able. He should have to say Kiddush. Because there's a chiyuv to say Kiddush on each and every Shabbos. The Ohr Sameach disagrees. He writes in a famous piece on the Rambam, in Source 6, he thinks that when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, there aren't shtei Kedushos. There aren't two separate Kedushas, but rather there's a Kedusha Achas, there's a new hybrid Kedusha. It's not Yom Kippur and Shabbos, it's a Yom Kippur Shabbos. It's a different type of Shabbos. And on such a Shabbos, there's no din of Kiddush. There's no mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush, there's no takana d'rabbanan of Kiddush. And he brings several rayas that when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, it's not shtei Kedushas, but rather it's one unit. He says, first of all, the Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara in Zvachim in Source 4 asks a question. Let's say we have a scenario where we want to figure out the din kedima, which item should come first? Something which is other, something which is more common, or something which is mekudosh, which has a higher level of kedusha. Ibayalahu toder mekudosh eizem yam kodem toder kodem mishum de toder odilma mekudosh kodem de kodesh. Right, which is first? Is toder first or is mekudosh first? So the Gemara brings the raya, Toshma, Musfei Shabbos Kodmin LeMusfei Rosh Chodesh. Let's say Rosh Chodesh is Chalios B'Shabbos. So we know there's a Musaf for Rosh Chodesh, there's a Musaf for Shabbos. So which Musaf should come first? So says the Braisa, the Musaf of Shabbos comes first. The Musaf of Shabbos is clearly Toder, it's more common. Musaf Rosh Chodesh, Rashi explains, is more Mekudesh than Shabbos, the Ikri Moed. It's more Mekudesh than the Musaf of Shabbos. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya. The Toder comes before Mekudosh. If the Musfei Shabbos come first, because they're Toder, so it makes sense that if you have Toder and Mekudosh, you have one item which is Toder, which is more common, another item which is more Mekudosh, it's holier, it's more Chashuv, so the Toder comes first. The Zok de Gemara, Otu Rosh Chodesh Lemusofin Didei Ahani Lemusfei Shabbos Lo Ahani. Do you say Rosh Chodesh puts an imprint on its own Musaf and not on the Musaf of Shabbos? Musfei Rosh Chodesh are Mekudosh, but the Musfei Shabbos are not Mekudosh? No. Rosh Chodesh Shechalios B'Shabbos changes all of the Musafim. So that the Musaf of Shabbos is not only Tadir, it's Mekudosh as well. Musfei Rosh Chodesh is Mekudosh, but it's not Tadir. The Musfei Shabbos is both Tadir and Mekudosh. So there's no right that when you have Tadir and Mekudosh, that Tadir comes first, because the Musfei Shabbos, Ataka, going to have the Kedusha as well. It's going to be both Toder and Mekudosh. What do you see from here? Zakti Ohr Sameach, you see here that when you have two different Kedushos, when you have two different elements, we don't look at it as being two separate concepts, but rather it's one unit. It's like a Kedusha Achas. Rosh Chodesh Shechalios B'Shabbos is not two separate elements, but rather all the elements of Shabbos are also in this Kadesh with this extra Kedusha. Because it's one Kedusha, it's a hybrid Kedusha. What's more, he quotes a raya from the Rambam. In Hilchas Avodas Yom HaKippurim, the Rambam in Source 5 says that all the Avodas of Yom Kippur are done by the Kohen Gadol, not just the special Avodas of the day, but even those Avodas which really would apply any day, like Shemas HaDeshen and the Tmidim and the Ketores, they're also done by the Kohen Gadol. And says the Rambam, Vim Hoysa Shabbos, Av Musa Shabbos, Emakir Voso Ela Kohen Gadol. If the Yom Kippur is Shabbos, Yom Kippur is Chalios B'Shabbos, and even the Musaf of Shabbos is brought by the Kohen Gadol, not by a different Kohen. Dr. Ohr Sameach, what do you see from this Rambam? See from the Rambam that if Yom Kippur is Chalios B'Shabbos, it's not as though the Musaf of Shabbos is just a Shabbos ticket din. It's a Yom Kippur din too. It's a Yom Kippur Shabbos. There's a Kedusha Achas, which is a hybrid, and that affects everything. It affects even the Musaf of Shabbos as well. Dr. Ohr Sameach, in the end of his piece in Source 6, he says, V'lochein, the last two lines, V'lochein b'yom ha-kippurim shechal b'shabbos v'chol ha-shi'esh bo sakana she'tzorech lechol, mora anid lo makadesh gam al Shabbos. I hold that a chola on a Yom Kippur shechalios b'Shabbos doesn't make kiddush, even mitzad Shabbos. The zek kedusha Shabbos oz shelo lechol bo uposhit. Yom Kippur shechalios b'Shabbos, even the kedusha Shabbos dictates that he shouldn't be eating. It's a heter of pikuach nefesh, but the kedusha Shabbos really dictates that he shouldn't be eating. It's a Yom Kippur Shabbos. It's a different type of Shabbos. So it should make sense that the chola should not have to make kiddush even in this context. So we find the machlokas achronim, if Yom Kippur is chaliot b'Shabbos, what does the chola do? Does he make kiddush mitzad Shabbos, or does he not? The minhag ha'olam seems to be that he doesn't make kiddush, like the Arsameach. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes there in Tafresh Yud Ches and Sirkat Nechav Tez, that most poskim assume that even if Yom Kippur is chaliot b'Shabbos, the chola will not make kiddush. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, in his Sefer Mikoy Kodesh, points out that this question as to whether when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, is it Shtei Kedushos or is it Kedusha Achas, this might relate to another issue as well. And that is, how is one Mekabel Tosefes Yom HaKippurim in such a case? We know the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Pe'alef says that there's a mitzvah to be Mosif Mechol Al HaKodesh when it comes to Yom Kippur. Pasuk says, V'nisem es nafshosechem b'sish shel HaKodesh ba'erev. And the Gemara asks, we don't fast on the 9th of Tishrei, we fast on the 10th of Tishrei. So why does the Pasuk say, B'sish al HaKodesh? It says the Gemara, you see from here that you Mosif Mechol al HaKodesh. You add on from Tisha al HaKodesh. Yom Kippur has to be expanded to Tisha al HaKodesh as well. And from certain psukim, according to Agis and the Gemara, we learn that Tosefes applies not only to Yom Kippur, but to Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. So the question is, if Yom Kippur is Chalios B'Shabbos, can I be Mekabel Tosefes Lachatzoyim? Can I be Mekabel Tosefes Yom Kippur or Tosefes Shabbos without the other? Or can I only be Mekabel Tosefes for both? So Dr. Yosef Engel, in his Gilyoni Ashas and Yuma, in Sur 7, says he thinks that you can't be Mekabel Tosefes partially. It has to be a full Kabbalah Tosefes, both for Yom Kippur and for Shabbos. Why? He says, because if you can be Mekabel Lachatzoyim, so it would come out, if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, what should you have to do? You should have to be Mekabel Tosefes of Shabbos by itself. First be Mekabel Tosefes of Shabbos and fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos during that Zman of Tosefes. And then be Mekabel Tosefes Yom HaKippurim after Tosefes Shabbos. If you could be Mekabel Tosefes partially, Tosefes Lachatzoyin, so then why say Yom Kippur and Shabbos have to be Chal B'Vasachas? You should have to be Mekabel Tosefes for Shabbos first so that you'll be able to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. And then you'll add on the Tosefes Yom HaKippurim as well. It must be that if Yom Kippur is Chalios B'Shabbos, you can't accept Tosefes Lachatzoyin. It's either all or nothing. So you can only be Mekabel Tosefes for both. So that's why this idea of being Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos first and then fulfilling Suda Shabbos doesn't make any sense, because you can't be Mekabel Tosefes partially. In the footnotes in the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh, he points out that the Chelkas Yoav addresses a similar shaila. There's a machlokes achronim. If Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, what do we say in the tefillah? We know in a typical Yom Kippur we say Shechionu at night. So if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, what do? Do we say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos before the Shechionu, or do we say Shechionu first? The Yaivitz assumes that we should say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos before Shechionu. But the Mate Ephraim says no, that you can say the Shechionu first. It's Lamaisa, right? Which one do we say first? So the Chelkas Yoav in the Tshuva, in Source 8, he wants to suggest that the Yaivitz assumes that when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, you have to say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos before Shechionu, meaning you have to be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos first. Because if you'll be Mekabel Tosefes Yom HaKippurim first, then the Tosefes Shabbos won't be Chal. Why? Yom Kippur is also bein ba'achila, bein be'inui. Right? Bein b'malocha, bein be'inui. Tosefes Shabbos only creates an iser malocha. So if you'll be mekabel Tosefes Yom HaKippur and before Tosefes Shabbos, then the iser of Shabbos won't be chal. Because once the iser Yom Kippur has been chal, the iser malocha and the iser achila has already been chal. So what's Tosefes Shabbos going to do? It only relates to the iser malocha. So if Tosefes Yom HaKippurim has already been chal, then Tosefes Shabbos is not going to add anything to that. It is true, Yom Kippur is only an Issa Kares and Shabbos is an Issa Skila, but apparently he assumes that there's no fundamental difference in the Issa Melacha. So once Tosefes Yom HaKippur has been Chal, then Tosefes Shabbos won't be Chal, because Ein Issa Chal al Issa. But if you Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos first, then Tosefes Yom HaKippur can be Chal B'Kolel. Tosefes Shabbos created the Issa Melacha of Shabbos. Tosefes Yom HaKippurim doesn't add the Issa Melacha, but it'll add an Issa Achila. So since there's an Issa Achila, B'kolel, the Issa Melacha of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim will be Chal on the Tosefes of Shabbos. That's what the Yaivitz would hold. That's why he says that you have to say Mizma Shel Yom HaShabbos before Shechiyonu. You have to be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos before Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, because if not, then the Issa Shabbos won't be Chal. What does the Matar Ephraim assume? So the Matar Ephraim is assuming it doesn't matter which Tosefes you makabel first, because he holds there's no such thing as half a Tosefes. If Yom Kippur is Chal on Shabbos, then it's a hybrid Kedusha. There's no such thing as being makabel half a Tosefes. Tosefes Yom Kippur, Tosefes Shabbos. It can't be makabel half a job. Either you makabel the full Tosefes, or you're not makabel anything. So it doesn't matter what you say. If you say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos and you Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos, then everything is Benchal Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, Tosefes Shabbos, it's all Benchal. Vice versa, if you say Shechiyonu first, then it's all Benchal as well. You can't be Mekabel Tosefes in part, because this day is not a day with two different Kedushas, it's a day with a Kedusha Achas. It's a hybrid Kedushas, it's not shy to be Mekabel Tosefes only partial. Till now we've discussed whether when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, is there an inyan, is there a mitzvah for a chola to say Kiddush? But the truth is, the question is even deeper than that. The question is, maybe the chola should have to say Kiddush, even if we assume that it's a Kedusha Achas. Maybe the chola should have to say Kiddush because there's a mitzvah of Kiddush B'dvarim in such a case. If Yom Kippur is Chalios B'Shabbos, so maybe there's a mitzvah of Kiddush B'dvarim. In fact, maybe in a typical Yom Kippur, even if it's not Chal B'Shabbos, maybe the Chola should have to say Kiddush, maybe everyone should have to say Kiddush. Because aside from Kiddush B'Makom Suda, there's also a mitzvah of Kiddush B'dvarim. In fact, the basic mitzvah of Kiddush is not Alakos, but rather it's B'dvarim. That's what the Rambam writes in Source 9, Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah L'Kaddush Es Yom HaShabbos B'dvarim, Shenama Zachar Es Yom HaShabbos, V'Kadsha, Kloma Zachreya Zachira Shelach V'Kiddush. The pasuk doesn't say that you make kiddush al hakos. The pasuk says there's a mitzvah of kiddush bedvarim on Shabbos. Zochar means that you have to mention Shabbos bedibur. So if that's the case, why is the issue bent on whether a person is going to be eating? Seems as though the only time you make kiddush is if the person is a chole, even if he's not a chole. A typical Yom Kippur, everyone should be mechuyev to say kiddush in some way. Everyone should be mechuyev to mention Yom Kippur to be mekadosh bedvarim. If that's the mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos, that's the mitzvah d'oraisa. Yom Kippur should be no different. Whether Yom Kippur is like a Yom Tov, and maybe the mitzvah of Kiddush is only d'rabbanan, but so what? Even if it's only d'rabbanan, there should be a mitzvah of Kiddush b'dvarim. Even if someone is not going to eat, he still should have a mitzvah of Kiddush. The Tosus Rid in Psochim is so bothered with this kasha that he assumes that the concept of Kiddush, of Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Suda, must be a din d'oraisa. It must be so fundamental to the concept of Kiddush that since Yom Kippur is a day when you can't eat, you can't fulfill Kiddush Makom Suda, then there's no mitzvah of Kiddush at all, even Bidvar. There's no such concept. The Tosfos Rid says it must be that Ein Kiddush Al Makom Suda is a din d'oraisa, and because it's a din d'oraisa, Yom Kippur is completely mufka, it's completely removed from the possibility of Kiddush. Most Rishonim disagree. Most Rishonim assume that Ein Kiddush Al Makom Suda is a din d'rabbanan. So how do we answer this kasha? If Yom Kippur is like any other Yom Tov, and on every Yom Tov there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Bidvarim, so every Yom Kippur there should be a mitzvah to say Kiddush, not Besuda. The person is not going to eat, but he should have to say Kiddush Bidibur. Why don't we find such a mitzvah? So comes the Chasam Sofer in his Agos on the Magen Avram in Hilchas Kiddush in Source 13. And he says, in a chanami, he thinks on Yom Kippur, there is a mitzvah to say Kiddush B'diba. There's a mitzvah to say Kiddush B'diba. And he says, it's not just a svara, it's not just what I think. I'll prove it to you from a Rashi in Shavuos, of all places. Masech de Shavuos. Rashi in Source 11 in Masech Shavuos is going on the Gemara. Right? The Gemara in Source 10 says, Yochol Lo yehe yom kippur mechaper elam kein esanabo v'koro mikra kodesh v'lo osabo malacha. I would think Yom Kippur is mechaper on the averus a person did only if he fasts on Yom Kippur, if he's koro mikra kodesh, if he doesn't do malacha on Yom Kippur. But how about if lo esanabo v'lo koro mikra kodesh v'osabo malacha minay? Let's say he didn't observe Yom Kippur properly. He didn't fast, and he wasn't Kari Mikra Kodesh, and he did Malacha. What's the din? I would think Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. Talmud Lomar, Yom Kippurim Hu Mikol Makom. It's a ribuy to say Yom Kippur is Mechaper, even if a person didn't observe Yom Kippur properly. This is Shitas Rebbe, that Itzumo Shel Yom is Mechaper, even without Tshuvas. Even if he doesn't observe Yom Kippur properly, Yom Kippur is still going to be Mechaper. So I can fathom what lo hisanabo means. It means he wasn't nisan, he didn't fast. Osaba malacha, he did malacha. What's this idea of lo koro mikra kodesh? What's this concept that he wasn't kori also mikra kodesh? So Rashi in source 11 writes, lo kiblo bevirchos of lo mekadesh Yisrael v'yom ha-kippurim. He wasn't mekabel yom kippur bevirchos of to say mekadesh Yisrael v'yom ha-kippurim. What does that mean? So says the Chasam Sofer, you see from Rashi that there's an inyan to be mekabel Yom Kippur bevirchosav. That really means kiddush, right? To be mekadesh Yom Kippur, to say that it's Yom Kippur, that there's a kiddush hayom today. Now Tosus has trouble with the Rashi. He doesn't like the Rashi. He quotes Rashi and he says ve'ein nira l'ashkechan brachas b'yom ha-kippurim b'lehevo daraisa. We never find that brachas on Yom Kippur should be daraisa. Mikra Kodesh is a posuk. We never find such an idea. The Kiddush is daraisa, Yom Kippur. Rabbi Natam explains differently. What does lokor mikra Kodesh mean? The last line, she'eno shoves machmas kiddusha sayom elu machmas shemes atzel lasos melocha. Lokor mikra Kodesh means, yeah, he doesn't do melocha, but not because he accepts the Kedushas Hayom, but rather he's lazy. He doesn't want to do work. That's what Lo Koro Mikra Kodesh means. So there are three possibilities. Either he's not Misana, or he does Malacha, or he doesn't do Malacha, but not because of Yom Kippur, but because he's just lazy and he doesn't want to do Malacha. But says the Chasam Sofer, at least from Rashi, you see that there's a mitzvah of Kiddush. You have to be Koro Mikra Kodesh, Lahazkir Yom Kippur, Bivirchosav. So doesn't it sound like there's mamash mitzvah of Kiddush on a typical Yom Kippur? So says the Chasam Sofer, why is no one careful about this? We don't see anyone being mechaven to be yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush. Why not? He says he thinks that really you should be mechaven. If you hold mitzvah sichas kavana, then on a typical Yom Kippur, every Yom Kippur, a person should be thinking, when he says the bracha, I want to be mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush. Whether it's deraisa, derabonan, he should be mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush. So why, Taka, don't we find people being so careful about that? That's the kasha that Rav Sternbach and his modern Muzmanim is troubled with. In Chelik Vav Simen Chafei, Rav Sternbach asks, the Chasam Sofer is making a good point. According to Rashi and Shavuos, a typical Yom Kippur should have a mitzvah of Kiddush, so why aren't people mechaven in the brachas to be able to the mitzvah of Kiddush? So he says, well, if you assume that on Yom Kippur there's only a mitzvah derabonan, Yom Kippur is like a Yom Tif, and there's only a mitzvah of Kiddush derabonan, so perhaps we can answer that there's a difference between Daraisas and Drabanans when it comes to Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah. Maybe the requirement of Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah is only for Mitzvahs Daraisa. But for Mitzvahs Drabanan, some of the Achronim say that we pass in the Mitzvahs Ein Sichas Kavanah. If Mitzvahs Ein Sichas Kavanah, then we understand that people can be Yotze the Mitzvah of Kiddush even if they don't have Kavanah to be Yotze. Then the Yotze anyway. That's the first answer that Rav Sternbach wants to suggest. Then he quotes that the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Samach in Hilchos Kriyashma, which talks about Mitzvah Sichas Kavana, he suggests that maybe Mitzvah Sichas Kavana doesn't mean a person has to have Kavana for a particular mitzvah. It just means that a person has to have Kavana that his pu'ula, the action, the dibur that he's doing, should be l'shem mitzvah, to be mekayim the Ratzon Hashem. Not that it's a dover shel rishus, but he's doing the Ratzon Hashem with this action. That's all you need. You don't need a specific kavana for a particular mitzvah, but just that it should be to be mekayim deratzon Hashem. Zokter of Sternbach, if that's the case, then we can understand why people are not mechaven to be yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush. On a typical Yom Kippur, they're davening, and a person is davening, he has kavana for a mitzvah of tefillah. He's davening, and he's conscious that he's davening, So even though he doesn't have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah of kiddush, he does have kavana to be yotze a mitzvah of tefillah. So that kavana can work for kiddush as well. So even if there is a mitzvah of kiddush on a typical Yom Kippur, the kavana for tefillah can count for the kavana for kiddush, and that might explain why most people in general are not thinking about kiddush when they say the brachas, because it's really included in the kavana for the mitzvah of tefillah. Of course, we know that when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, we add parts to the tefillah. This is in Source 14. The Shulchan Aruch says that in Chal B'Shabbos, Omrim Vayechulu, Bracha Achas Me'in Sheva, we say Vayechulu, and we say Magen Avos. We mention Shabbos in the Chasimas HaBracha. But it's the Rav Hagav, ve'ein omrim avinu malkeinu b'Shabbos. Avinu malkeinu we don't say on Shabbos. Why? Because says the Magen Avraham in Source 15, quoting from the Ran, Tata mipnei shu sheilas tzrachav. Avinu malkeinu is sheilas tzrachav. It's asked, it's a bakoshas rachamim for particular needs of a person, personal needs, that we don't do on Shabbos. So that's something special that we're not going to do. But the regular slichos and tchinos, the Rama says that we do say even if Yom Kippur is chalios b'Shabbos. Now this is interesting. What, we're not going to be shoal for tzrochim if Yom Kippur is chalios b'Shabbos? We know that we do daven for cholim on Yom Kippur. The Matei Ephraim says that in the Mishaberach we don't have to say Shabbos similizo. We can just daven for the chol estam. So why can't we ask for our own tzrochim? Avinu Malkeinu could be Bakosha Srochem, it's asking for personal needs, but what's the problem? Why can't we ask for personal needs? Yom Kippur is a Yom Adin, so we should be able to ask for personal needs. And someone has suggested Avinu Malkeinu is a special tefillah. That's a tefillah that the Gemara in Tainus and Daf Chafei says that was Nitkina, Beisara, Betainios. It was instituted Keneged Yuchas Brachas of the Shmona Esrei. It's a special kind of tefillah. So that's too much Bakoshas Tzrochim. That's an extra type of Bakoshas Tzrochim, and that's inappropriate. But regular davening for a chola, that you could do, that you'd be allowed to do. The Ramado adds, Avinu Malkeinu is recited. Even if Yom Kippur is Chalios B'Shabbos, it is recited at some point during the day. When is that? Ne'ila, right? For tefillas Ne'ila, we say Avinu Malkeinu. Why is that? If Avinu Malkeinu was not recited the rest of the day, so why when it comes to Ne'ilah, somehow we have a dispensation? So the Magen Avraham in Source 16 says that the reason is the Kfar Ovar Shabbos. He quotes a Levush who says Ne'ilah is the last tefillah of the day. Avinu Malkeinu was said at the end of the tefillah, and normally that's after Tzeis HaKochavim. So since Shabbos is over, there's no problem. You can have Bakoshas Tzrochim at that point in time. But says the Magen Avraham, I don't think that that's the only reason. I think that even if Ne'ilah is recited during the day, even if you finish Ne'ilah during the day, Avinu Malkeinu is still recited. Why? But it's still Shabbos? And if Avinu Malkeinu is inappropriate on Shabbos, why should I say it? In the second line he says there in Source 16, Mikamakom bin Ne'ilah omrim ha'oso shushas gemar din. He says since Ne'ilah is the gemar din, it's appropriate to say whatever bakoshas tzrochim you have to say. What's the Magen Avraham saying? We're not supposed to be mevakesh tzrochem on Shabbos, so why is the Shas Gmardin differently? We have to do the right thing, even if it's the Shas Gmardin. What is he referring to? Part what the Magen Avraham means is that if it's a tzorech hayom, if it's a real tzorech, so then we hold that even on Shabbos you can do things that normally you shouldn't be allowed to do. L'mosha. If a person has a bad dream on Friday night, so the poskim say you can fast the tainus chalom even on Shabbos. Because the Gemara says that it's good for the chalom to be misane bo bayom. The very day that you have a bad dream, you should have a tainus, you should fast. So if the bad dream were Friday night, then it's better to fast on Shabbos itself. But even though normally we don't fast on Shabbos, but a tainus chalom, if it's bo bayom, one is permitted to fast. Why? Because it's assumed that that's a tzorech hayom. Since we want to be cured from whatever ills the bad chalom would give us, chalila, so therefore it's permitted. It's permissible to fast even on Shabbos at Tainus Chalom because you have to. It's a Tzarech Hayom. L'chor, that's what the Magen Avraham is saying. Of course Avinu Malkeinu was a Bakoshas Tzrochem, and on Shabbos you're really not supposed to say it, but B'Shas Gmar Din, Ne'ilah time, That's Tzorach Hayom. It has to be said then. That's the Ikar time that we need Bakashas Tzorachim. So of course there's a dispensation that you can say Avinu Malkeinu even on Shabbos. There are several interesting halachas that relate to the Havdalah on Motzei Yom Kippur Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch in Source 17 points out that on a typical Motzei Yom Kippur, we don't make a bracha on Bissamim. Mavdilim ala kozvei mevarchim ala Bissamim. And then the Shulchan Aruch is Avilu im Chal Yos B'Shabbos. Even if Yom Kippur is Chal Yos B'Shabbos, on Motzei Shabbos, we don't make a bracha on the Bissamim. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, well, why do we typically make a bracha on Bissamim on Matzei Shabbos? So the answer is because there was a Neshama Yisera on Shabbos, and on Matzei Shabbos that Neshama Yisera is leaving us. So we have to be Meshavis HaNefesh. We have to revive the Nefesh because the Neshama Yisera is leaving. So that's why we make a bracha on Bissamim Matzei Shabbos. But the Shulchan Aruch assumes that on Yom Kippur there is no Neshama Yisera, even if Yom Kippur is Chal Yos B'Shabbos. Why is that? Because there's a tainus. One is not allowed to eat. And the Nisham Yisera is somehow related to eating. Rashi and Beitzan, Daf Tezayin, has this idea that the Nisham Yisera gives a rochav halev. It makes it easier for a person to eat and to drink, meaning that the gashmias, that the physical activities a person does on Shabbos are somehow elevated spiritually because of the extra neshama that we have. Yom Kippur is a day that's osa b'achila. It's a tainus, so therefore there's no neshama yisera, so there's no inyan to make brachan besam at the end of Yom Kippur Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. That's how the Mishnah Berurah explains the shita of the Shulchan Aruch. But he adds that many achronim disagree. Many achronim say that if Yom Kippur is Chal Yos B'Shabbos, mitzad Yom Kippur there's no neshama yisera, but mitzad Shabbos there is a neshama yisera. So then there would be an obligation to say the brachan besam. It's a shaila. Should you make the brachan besam or not? So comes the Chayei Adam and suggests that someone who wants to do the best possible thing to be yotzi all the shittas, what he should do is he should make the bracha on besamim after he drinks from the kos. Right? There's a bar pi agafen, havdalah, hamavdil, and then you drink from the kos, and then you'll make a bracha on the besamim. If you're going to make the bracha on the besamim to be machmir, so you're not sure, it might be a hefsik. Might be a hefsek. Normally, we make a bracha on the besamim, we make a bracha on the eish, even before drinking from the kos, because that's the takana der rabbanan. Havdalah involves hamavdil, right, a bar piagofen, and a bracha on the besamim, a bracha on the eish. But if we're not sure whether the chacharim masakin a bracha on besamim in this case, then you can't make the bracha in the middle, because it might be a hefsek between the bar piagofen and the drinking. That's why the Chayei Adam says the best thing is to make the bracha on the besamim after your toim, after the te'ima. After you've drunk from the coast, so then it's not going to be a hefsek, so then you'll be able to make a bracha on the besamim. And finally, what's the din of bracha on the esh? The Shulchan Aruch in Source 19 says, Mevorchem al ha'or, we make a bracha Motzei Yom Kippur on esh, just like Motzei Shabbos. But ve'imavarchem ematzi yom haKippur mal ha'or she'otziu atam min ha'avonim. But we don't make a bracha borim ma'ori ha'esh ematzi yom Kippur on or that they were motzi mechadosh now. We only make a bracha on what's called a ner sheshavas, meaning esh that existed throughout Yom Kippur. So you make a bracha on it now. You weren't using the esh throughout Yom Kippur, but now you're able to be nene from that esh. You're able to be mavir to light more fires or to use it to cook. So now you make a bracha on that esh. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, typically, on a Matzei Yom Kippur, we only make a bracha on the Eish, on an Ner Sheshavas. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what's the din of Yom Kippur is Chal Yos B'Shabbos? What's the din of Yom Kippur is Chal Yos B'Shabbos? So he says, well, let's consider. Why do we make a bracha on the Eish on a typical Matzei Yom Kippur? Why do we make a bracha on Matzei Shabbos? On Matzei Shabbos, we make a bracha on Eish because fire was created, Matzei Shabbos. On Matzei Yom Kippur, we make a bracha on Eish. Not because fire was created, Matzei Yom Kippur, but rather because Eish is a davar chiddush, that Eish was also to be used throughout Yom Kippur, and now it's permissible. It's a different reason. So even if you need a ner sheshavas to make the bracha on the Eish on Matzei Yom Kippur in general, but if Yom Kippur is Chal Yos B'Shabbos, you shouldn't need a ner sheshavas, because mitzad Shabbos, you should have to make a bracha even if you don't have a Ner Sheshavas. Even if you don't have a Ner Sheshavas. It's interesting, many people have a minig to light a yahrzeit lamp before Yom Kippur, even if there's no one who's going to say Yizkor in that bais. Why? We normally associate a yahrzeit lamp with the saying of Yizkor. So if someone's not going to say Yizkor, why should he light the yahrzeit lamp? So the poskim say it's a way to have a Ner Sheshavas. Someone doesn't want to leave a fire on throughout Yom Kippur, so if you light the yahrzeit lamp, it's a small light, so that's going to be the Ner Sheshavas, so you can make Havdalah not on that light. You need actually two wicks together, so if you light from that wick, or if you add a wick to that light, then you'll be able to make the bracha on that ish on Matzah Yom Kippur. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, "If Matzah Yom Kippur is Chalios B'Shabbos, at first glance, if you were to ask me, I would say you can make the bracha of Bari Ma'ari Ha'esh even on a Ner Shalosh Shabbos, because even if Mitzad Yom Kippur you can only make the bracha on a Ner Shabbos, but if Yom Kippur is Chalios B'Shabbos, there's another reason to make bracha on the Esh. What is that? Because Esh was created Matzah Shabbos; it's no different than any other Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah says." Me'ikar adin, it sounds like if Yom Kippur is Chalios B'Shabbos, then even if you don't have a Ner Sheshavas, you can still make the bracha on the Esh, on a Ner Shalosh Shavas. And in the Shaar HaTzion, he points out that even though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't make this point beferish, he says the reason why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't point this out is because it's so obvious. It's so obvious that if Yom Kippur is Chalios B'Shabbos, avada you'll make the bracha on the Esh even on a Ner Shalosh Shavas. Because why is it any different than any other Matzei Shabbos? But says the Mishnah Berurah, the minig is to be machmir. Minig is to be machmir. Ochen, the bottom of source 20. Ochen, if Chal Yom HaKippur b'Shabbos mutim yidin levar matzah Shabbos al or zeh. Ochen, minig ha'olam lahachmir. The minig ha'olam is to be machmir, not to make a broch on eish from an ersh lo Shabbos, even if Yom Kippur is Chal Yos b'Shabbos. Treat it like a regular Yom Kippur, and only make a brocha on the Eish Shalosh Shavas. What's the purpose of the Chumrah? Not to make a bracha on the Ner Shalosh Shavas. Why? What's the difference? It should be like a regular Matzah Shabbos. So the answer is that the minig was based on a low plug, that we're afraid people are going to make a mistake, that if on Yom Kippur Shechalios B'Shabbos people are going to make the bracha on a Ner Shalosh Shavas, so then they might think Yom Kippur is no different than a regular Shabbos, and then on the next Yom Kippur, the next year when it's not Chalios B'Shabbos, they'll make the brach on the Eish on a Ner Shalosh Shavas as well. So in order to prevent that problem below Plug, the minig developed that you always make the bracha on the Ner Shavas. Matzah Yom Kippur, always make the bracha on the Eish, dafka on a Ner Shavas, meaning a fire that was lit from before Yom Kippur, and now you haven't used throughout Yom Kippur, and after Yom Kippur, it's Mutar B'Hanah again, you're able to use it, to show that there was an Isser Havara throughout Yom Kippur, and now there's no Isser, one is allowed to be Mavir with this Eish, one is allowed to cook with the Eish. So in order to prevent people from making the mistake that on a typical Yom Kippur they might think that you can make Havdalah, you can say the Bracha of Eish even on an Ner Shalosh Shavas, the minute developed below Plug, you should always make a Bracha Matzah Yom Kippur from an Ner Sheshavas. But if that's the case, then it would seem as though L'chadchila one should do that. But let's say B'diyevet, he doesn't have an Ner Sheshavas. It's very common that a person who tries to light from the yahrzeit lamp, he puts out the yahrzeit lamp, he puts out the fire, then he doesn't have the Ner Sheshavas anymore. What does he do then? So typically, if you can go to your next door neighbor and get an Ner Sheshavas, so then you should do that. If not, then you don't make the bracha on the Esh. But what happens if Yom Kippur is Chalios B'Shabbos? Me'ikar adin, really, you can make a bracha on the Esh, even if it's an Ner Shalosh Shavas, because it's no different than any other Matzah Shabbos. So what should we say b'diavad in this situation? If you don't have an Ner Sheshavas because it went out, so should you light a fire? Should you light the Havdalah candle and make the bracha on the Esh on the Ner Shalosh Shavas or not? So b'pshuto, at first glance you'd say b'diavad, yes. Even if l'chatchila we make a gzeira, there's a minute below plug to make the bracha on the Esh on Matzah Yom Kippur only from an Ner Sheshavas. But if Yom Kippur is Chalios B'Shabbos, then b'di'evet we can make the bracha even on Ner Shalosh Shabbos. That's l'chor what you should do. Rav Sternbach is quoted in his Tshuvas as saying that if you have electric lights that were burning throughout Yom Kippur, but you don't have a Ner Sheshavas, then l'chor you can make the bracha of Eish on the electric lights. Most poskim hold electric lights are considered Eish for this bracha. If it's an incandescent light, there's a filament, so that's viewed as Eish. So if you have electric lights, then even if you don't have an Ner Sheshavas, you should make the bracha on the electric lights, because that's treated like an Ner Sheshavas. Of course, that's only if the electric lights were burning throughout Yom Kippur. If they're on a timer and they're going off and on, so that's not an Ner Sheshavas. An Ner Sheshavas means it was burning throughout Yom Kippur, and now you have the ability to get Hanoah from that light. So if you have electric lights, but you don't have an Ner Sheshavas, you don't have Eish Mamish, you don't have a fire that was Shoves, so then make the bracha on the electric lights. If you don't have electric lights, or if your electric lights were working with a timer, so then there's no benefit, there's nothing better about the electric lights over Eish. So the Chora, if Yom Kippur is Chalios B'Shabbos, then you can use a Ner Shalosh Shavas for the bracha of Eish. On a typical Yom Kippur, one should be Machmer, but if Yom Kippur is Chalios B'Shabbos, B'di'eved, one can use even a Ner Shalosh Shavas for the bracha of Eish. Have a Gemar Chasimah Tov.